The abuse, neglect, and exploitation of vulnerable adults is not an easy topic. But it turns out even complaints about this kind of mistreatment often go unsubstantiated. Adult Protective Services closed out nearly 22,000 closed complaints last fiscal year, but only 167 of those allegations were substantiated. That's less than 1%. Stephanie Innes, who covers health for the Arizona Daily Star in Tucson, reported this story this week, and I spoke with her more about what's behind this. And I started by asking her exactly what kinds of cases we're talking about here.
There's cases where people are living in their home. They're maybe elderly, and they don't seem to be able to take care of themselves, which is what's known as self-neglect. There are cases where someone has a caregiver who might be a family member or somebody who's hired to take care of them, but that person doesn't seem to be looking after them very well, or in some cases it's beyond that, it's abusive, and the person is neglecting the person or abusing them, or in other cases is financially exploiting them.
And what does this do when those complaints come back unresolved and unsubstantiated? What does this do to the families who filed them?
I think in many cases it's just that they want someone to care about what they're complaining about, but there is a priority for people who are in immediate danger to get them out of danger. So, you know, in those cases, that is taken care of. They can find someone to intervene, but, you know, in other cases, it's just not very validating.
Yeah, which would be difficult, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I think you just feel like nobody cares, you know, and I'm not trying to blame the state. I think I understand their roadblocks to investigating, but it does seem like maybe there could be a better way of handling some of these complaints in terms of giving people acknowledgement of what they're going through.
And let's talk about some of those roadblocks. So the Arizona Department of Economic Security is the agency that oversees this. And what kind of challenges do they face when they try to substantiate these complaints?
Well, there are quite a few roadblocks, one of them being that there often is only two people there who can say what happened, and one of them is the vulnerable adult. And so, you know, if you have a case, which is one case I actually looked at that didn't make it into the story, where there was a 92-year-old woman at home, and she said her caregiver stole $2,600 from her from an envelope she kept in a den. And she had a neighbor and a relative to confirm that, but the caregiver said, "I didn't do it." And, you know, the police were called as well, and they just said, "Well, we can't prove this. You know, there's no video footage. There's no proof that you had the money here. How do we know you're not going to find it in 2 weeks?" So it's often a he said, she said situation, or there are cases where the only witness is somebody who is an elderly person themselves who's vulnerable and may have dementia or other cognitive difficulties. And so they're not what's known as a reliable witness.
Right. And they also have a pretty high burden of proof to overcome, right?
They do, yes. In the definition of substantiated, it's that these allegations happened and one or more perpetrators were identified. So that's a pretty high burden of proof.
Right. And this challenge of substantiating these complaints about vulnerable adults, this is a not just a problem here in Arizona, right? This is a national problem.
Yeah, well, so there's no direct federal funding that goes to Adult Protective Services nationwide. So they use these block grants, and the Adult Protective Services programs themselves decide what to do with the block grants and how much to put into Adult Protective Services. They can use them for other things. So historically, that's left these programs underfunded and underdeveloped. And I will say, when I was doing this story, I even considered not writing it because I found it was hard to find people who even really watched these numbers or even seemed to care about them. So I even asked myself, do I have a story here? Because I really couldn't find many watchdogs or people who know a lot about this.
Yeah. When you're dealing with elder care and people who can't take care of themselves anymore, it tends to be overlooked often, huh?
Yeah. I mean, there are more than 46 million Americans over the age of 65, but it seems like we don't necessarily have the infrastructure to investigate all the abuse and neglect that is reported about them, and at least that's what I found in my interviews.
Right. And what was the response from DES, from the department that oversees this?
I asked them outright. I said, you know, people are going to be surprised that less than 1% are substantiated. And they said, well, you know, here are the challenges that we have to investigate these cases. And they also pointed out that they've made some improvements in their agency, which they have. The number of cases per caseworker has been going down, and the time they take to close out cases has improved.
All right. Stephanie Innes is a health reporter for the Arizona Daily Star in Tucson. Stephanie, thanks for speaking with me about this today.
Thanks very much for having me.
And there are many ways you can report elder abuse if you need to. And Stephanie put that together in her story. We've posted a link to that on our website at theshow.kjzz.org.